Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Well, it's so great to see you all this evening. What a great crowd that came out tonight. Amen. And, you know, it's always amazing to me how the Lord will do stuff, you know. And by the way, the surprise was Joey. I don't know if they told you. We're so excited to have Joey on the band. We're so proud of our band, every single one of them. They do such a great job. If you are here for the first time, can I see your hands if you're here for the first time? I just want to kind of see where you are so I can make sure I find you later on. Okay, welcome. So great to have you here. Okay, just relax. Enjoy the service. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. Amen. It's going to probably get a little wild tonight, but that's okay. Amen. And that's when they bend over and say, just when they're all clapping and no one's looking, just make a beeline for the door. You know, I am so excited about what God is doing. And I caught myself this week kind of stopping and going like, there's so much going on. You know, there's just so many things happening. And we're getting involved as a church all over the community. Our Bible school students did an amazing assignment this week where they went into the community to find the needs of the community, working with some of the other nonprofit organizations, some of the ministries, some of the organizations that are helping the broken and the hurting. And some of the stuff that came out was just absolutely mind-blowing. And God's already begun to open some incredible doors for us. You know, I'm always amazed at God's timing, and I've become more and more aware of the fact that things don't just happen, you know. It's almost like there's just no such thing as coincidence for me anymore. It's like everything is just incredible. Naomi said something to me, you know, today, and earlier on the Lord had already spoken to me about something that was going to happen this evening. And then, you know, the Lord spoke to me this afternoon, and it's just amazing. Anyway, so, you know, 2 years ago in November, in our old building, 2 years ago to this month, I preached a message. And the message was, only be strong and courageous. And I preached a message about Joshua, the son of Nun, and he's about to go into the promised land. And the story is so powerful because it speaks about how he's about to take, you know, his place as basically the heir of Moses to take the children of Israel into the promised land. And tonight's message, and if you've never been to one of our services or if you're first time here on a Sunday night, every now and then the Lord gives me a message that's really just for us right now. And I believe God wants to confirm something with us, but really give you a message tonight. When I was listening to this message, I was listening to myself preach, which I really don't like doing, to be very honest. It sounds horrible. But I was listening to myself preach, and I was listening to the sermon, and I can honestly say it was so powerful that the presence of God just filled my room. I was so amazed at what God was doing on that night. It was a Sunday night service, and the presence of God was moving so powerfully through the word that was released. And the reason why was because it was a word for then. It was a word that God had given the church back then. And, you know, and at the same time, I need to share with you that, you know, when Pastor Harold prophesied over me before we took up the church, we were in South Africa, you can actually find this prophecy online. And I believe it's in that prophecy that he said those same words to me. Now, for some of you, this might be like, who cares? But for those of you that have ears to hear, God has a message for you tonight. Because as a church, we're moving into a new season. We've already moved into it, actually. You know, every time I've spoken about this passage of Scripture and spoken to you as to where God has got us right now, it's always been like we're about to go into the promised land. For us as a church, I've always felt like God is about to take us into our inheritance. I don't feel we're there anymore. I feel like God has taken us. In fact, I don't feel, I know that God has taken us already into the promised land. Okay, the thing is that when you hit the promised land, what you need to realize, thank you for clapping, but save it for later. Amen. When you get to the promised land, or when you get into the territory that the Lord wants you to have, what we tend to not realize is that's when the battle really begins. Now, there's an incredibly powerful message that I'm going to share with you. I'm kind of going to talk to you more this evening, giving you this message that I believe the Lord wants to have. And I'm very grateful that you're in there, Ben, because I'm going to need you. All right, so we'll see what God does. You know, I don't really know what I'm going to preach, but let's just go for it. Amen. All right. The first thing I want to just set as a standard, because I know that a lot of people don't understand prophetic preaching. And what it is it's really speaking what God says and bringing it almost into the now. So how do we know that the promises of God are for us now? How can we take something that God promises in the Old Testament and say, that is my promise? Let me give you a few scriptures. Let's first go to Romans 8:32. Romans 8:32 in the New King James. All right. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All promises, all things that the Lord has, that has been given to the children of Israel, have also now been given to us. Galatians 3:29. And if you are Christ's, are you Christ's? Then you are Abram's seed and heirs according to the promise. We have all been given the promise. What promise? The promise of the Holy Spirit. We have all inherited salvation. We've all inherited the promise of the Spirit. We all have the promises of God. How many of you know all the promises that Abraham have? We also have. Now, let me explain something to you. If you're going to get theological, if you're going to try and work it out, you've already missed it. I'm being honest. Listen, I study the Greek and the Hebrew very intensely. I never prepare a sermon without going into the original language, because it wasn't written in English. It was written in either Greek or Hebrew. So if I want to study the Bible, I need to look at what it was originally written in. I need to have a look at who it was written for. I need to look at who wrote it, where they were, and what was going on at that time to truly understand what God is trying to say. But you need to understand that God is a spirit, and that everything that he's speaking about has a spiritual meaning. For example, the battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, which means that every force, including Old Testament forces, that came against the children of Israel had a spiritual meaning. In other words, the enemy that came against them had a spirit behind it. So for example, if Jezebel is a spirit, is a person, and that Jezebel comes against you, guess what? There's a spirit behind it. Okay. All right, I need to just... Okay, and this is my favorite one. 2 Corinthians 1, verse number 2. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. So how do they get manifest? How do the promises of God get manifest? They get manifest in Christ, and they get manifest through us. So when God is speaking in the Old Testament and giving promises, those promises are also for us today. Can you say amen? Now, all right. So let's go in our Bibles to Deuteronomy 31, verse number 6. Moses is preparing to be killed. He's preparing to die. And he's going to give a message to his young apprentice, Joshua. And I'm going to give you some examples of this message, because he says the same thing to Joshua several times. In other words, he says the same thing to Joshua over and over, and there's a reason for it. Let's take a look at it. So Moses is not dead yet, but he's getting ready to die. He's busy preparing Joshua, and he goes to Joshua, and he gives Joshua a promise. Take a look at this. He gives him a promise. Deuteronomy 31, verse number 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. This is so powerful. He will not leave you nor forsake you. How many of you have quoted that? He will not leave you nor forsake you. Why? Because it's right through the Bible. This promise has been spoken right through the Bible. Be strong and of good courage. This is the first time that this promise, this word, this encouragement comes to Joshua. This is the first time we see it play out where it gets given to him. Let's go to verse number 7. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all of Israel. So now he takes Joshua in front of Israel and gives him the same word. Watch. Be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Now, you know, I want you to just imagine. Moses is like the big cat, right? He's like, he's been walking with the children of Israel. He's led them all the way up to where they're about to cross the Jordan. They're about to go into the promised land. He's like, speaks to God, comes down the mountain. His face is shining. He's had encounters with God. He's called down with his staff. He goes and gives a word and plagues happen and the sea parts. I mean, this guy's like, he like glows in the dark properly. Like he really is anointed. And here's young Joshua who gets given this word and gets told, listen, Joshua, I'm going to go. God's going to take me. And when I go, you are going to be the one that's going to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. I did some stuff. God doesn't want me to go further. This is as far as he wants me to go. He's prepared you to do it. Now, some people would be like, some of us would be like, yes, give it to me. But I'm under the impression by the amount of times that Joshua gets told this that he wasn't quite ready for it perhaps. Or maybe he didn't feel good enough to get this promise. Maybe he didn't feel strong enough. Maybe he didn't feel qualified. Maybe he didn't feel like he was the right person. So Moses tells him alone. Then Moses goes in front of the children of Israel so that they can see that Moses is going to bless him and gives him this powerful word, the same word. Listen, don't be afraid. The Lord's going to be with you. Only be strong and courageous. There's a promise. There's an inheritance for you. God wants to do something powerful with you. So we've already seen this promise given 2 times. Let's go to verse 23. Now, this is the inauguration of Joshua, where Joshua basically gets anointed. Watch this now. Then he inaugurated Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, be strong and of good courage. Same thing. For you shall bring the children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them. And look at this. And I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you. Joshua, listen. I know this thing that I'm giving you to do, this task, seems a little bit much. It seems a little impossible. It seems like it's not going to happen. But I want to tell you, Joshua, all you have to do is be strong and courageous. That everything that you need to do, every enemy that needs to be defeated, every stronghold that needs to be broken, every kingdom that needs to come down. Joshua, I've prepared everything. It might not look easy. There might be walls that you'll have to face. There might be giants in the land. There might be all the stuff that you have to face. But Joshua, listen, you only have to do one thing. Be strong and courageous, Joshua. Be strong and courageous. What do I have to do to inherit God's promises? Be strong and courageous. So many of us get so super spiritual. I'm so glad you want to do stuff for God, but listen, learn to hear Him for yourself first. Learn to have a relationship with Him. I promise you, in proceeding to do this, while you're in the process of working on Him, He'll automatically do stuff and use you. It's just what He does. Be strong and courageous. In my mind, in my heart, I know when the Lord sent us to Vero Beach, that God showed me very clearly that we were going to do something unbelievable. And you know, you may say, well, you know, what is that? Well, let me tell you that there were 12 of us on the first day. And look around. But what does this all mean? And why are you here? Because God wants to do what He's already told us He will do. Which is to do what? To inherit the promises He has for us. What does that mean? That means that we will go into this city. This is our Jerusalem. We have to go into this city and take back the ground that the enemy has stolen. Well, you know, Pastor Alex, I don't really think that I'm cut out to do that. Only be strong and courageous. Listen, you don't have to do anything. God's going to do it all. You don't have to do anything. Just make yourself available. All you have to do is say, listen, Lord, here am I. Send me the stuff of the world. I don't want it. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty for more of you. I'm interested in a real relationship with you. The things of this world, I don't want them anymore. I'm interested in you, God. Okay, so we've seen Joshua get spoken to with the same promise three times. Three times. The word of the Lord comes to him through Moses in all these situations. And we see that word being the same thing. Joshua, be strong and courageous. Joshua, don't be afraid. Joshua, you need to know that the Lord your God is with you. Church, let me tell you something. God is with us. He is with us. He is with you. We will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is with you. The problem is we all have the same thing. We all have that same report. When Joshua sends the spies, or when Moses sends the spies in to have a look at what's going on in Jericho, they come back with a report that's scary. Oh, you know, we look like grasshoppers in their sight. That's our attitude. We look like grasshoppers. We can't do it. We're not good enough. We're not strong enough. That can't happen. We can't deliver the city. We can't reach the unreached. We can't heal the brokenhearted. We can't get rid of the witches and the warlocks. We can't get rid of the Satanism. We can't get rid of fortune telling. We can't get rid of drug abuse. We can't get rid of alcohol abuse. We can't do it. No, it's too difficult, Pastor Alex. And because a whole generation chose not to believe it, listen. That whole generation stayed behind, but Joshua and Caleb and the new generation went into the promised land. And imagine walking into, we've made it, and now we have to fight. We've been in the wilderness for 40 years. It's been absolutely horrible. We've been dealing with our relationship with God and, you know, am I saved? Am I not saved? I need to get rid of this sin and all this stuff. Now I'm finally ready to fight. I get up. I go into the promised land. Thank you, Jesus. I finally arrived. And the Lord says, now I want you to march around the walls. Well, because you need to realize it's not all about you. That's why the Bible says, go and make disciples. Go and take territory for the Lord. Okay. So we've seen it now. How many times? Three times? Three times. Joshua 1, verse number 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua. Now God is speaking to Joshua. It's interesting that up until this point, every time Joshua needs to hear from the Lord, Moses is the one that gives him the message. Now in this moment, everything changes. Moses is no longer giving him the message. Now God is speaking directly to him. This is powerful. It came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them. The children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. I want you to hear that, church. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. Jesus came to preach a gospel of the kingdom of God. That gospel of the kingdom came to set the captive free, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, to preach the gospel to the poor. That gospel of the kingdom has been given to us. You carry the gospel of the kingdom on the inside of you. You, where you go in the city, wherever you go, you take the kingdom with you. And the ground that you have been given has been given unto you. The problem is the church wants to stay in the four walls. We want to get comfortable and sing kumbaya, but that's not what God has called us to do. He has called us to take dominion. He has called us to take authority. He has called us to trample on serpents and scorpions. Every foot that your soul, the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Look at this. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Again, he says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Joshua, be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide all. You shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Look at this. Here comes time number five. He said it once. He's going to say it again. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now watch. He says it again. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is six times that God has spoken to Moses, to Joshua, first through Moses. Now the Lord speaks to him directly. And in this conversation, three times, he tells him the same thing. Only be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. I told you this morning, be anxious of nothing. But in everything, with all prayer and supplication, seek the Lord. Go after him, hunger for him, thirst for him. Only be strong and courageous. Know who you are. Know that you are not here by mistake, that you're not just gonna exist. Listen, your marriage doesn't have to just be, it can be awesome. Your children don't just have to kind of serve God. Well, you know, at least they're not going drinking. No, your children can be on fire for God. Your children can be singing in the Spirit, having relationship with God. Your children can be prophesying. But let me ask you a question. When last did you walk into your house and were you strong and courageous? When did you walk into your house and say, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord? So the Lord speaks to Joshua. And I want you to see Joshua 1:17. Let's go there real quick. Joshua 1:17, just a few verses down. Look at the people. Now the people that are with Joshua, look at their response. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. only the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words in all that you command him shall be put to death. Look at this. Only be strong and of good courage. Only be strong and courageous. Now, through all of this, this message came to him over and over and over. In fact, the message came to Joshua 7 times. The number 7 in the Bible is considered the number of spiritual perfection because it's the symbol of God's complete work. Maybe you didn't know that, but most scholars will tell you that the number 7 is the most sacred number because it's also the number of completeness. What I want you to recognize is that God never makes a mistake. 7 times Joshua was told, listen, Joshua, the Lord is with you. Don't be afraid, Joshua. Only be strong and courageous, and you will be able to do everything that you have been called to do. To the point where at the end, it's even his own people that encourage him and say to him, listen, Joshua, as long as God's with you, we will do everything that you ask. Only be strong and courageous. And then there's an incredible thing that takes place. And I'm not going to read it to you, but in Joshua 5, verse 13, Joshua is about to go and conquer for the first time in Jericho. And he goes out. Let me read it to you real quick. This is one of the most powerful stories, and I know you've heard it before, but just like with Joshua, so you also need to hear this again. Joshua 5:13 says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked. Now you must remember, 7 times Joshua has been told, only be strong and courageous. When Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, this is the angel of the Lord, no, but as commander of the Lord's of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. This is so powerful because it's a picture of Joshua coming to a point where he's about to go and do the most difficult thing. I mean, I don't know about you, but can you imagine what it must be like to be told that you've got to march around the walls of Jericho, these huge walls, and then listen, by the way, all you got to do on the last day is shout and the walls are going to come down. Now, I know it's like we tell the story and it's so awesome, but I don't want to know what it must have been like to be Joshua. And know that you're leading a whole nation to do this. And if it doesn't work, you're going to look really stupid. Right? And Joshua was thinking, Lord, how can I do this? How can I do this, Lord? I can't do this. And Joshua gets before the angel of the Lord, who really represents Christ. And he's busy standing there with the commander of the armies of the Lord Jesus. He's standing there before him. And he says, are you with us or with them? And in that moment, he recognized that he was part of something far greater. And in that moment, he surrenders to God, recognizing that the battle doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the Lord. God is looking for people that will say, here I am, Lord. I surrender to you, to your plan, to your will. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me, guys. And if you can do that, if you can get to that place where you recognize, listen, be strong and courageous in what? In trusting him. He's going to give you everything you need to fulfill everything he has planned for you. You will take ground. You will conquer. You will do everything the Lord has called you to do. But it will only start in that moment where you stop and recognize that it's not whether he's on your side or not, it's whether you're on his side or not. And then when you recognize that you're doing what he's called you to do, that's when he says, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. It's not time to play games. Can you say amen? Now watch this. Watch this. Joshua goes and conquers and conquers and conquers, and he does an incredible job for the Lord. Bless you. And Joshua 10:24, Joshua and them have captured all the Amorite kings. And he's with his captains, his leaders. And he says this, Joshua 10:24. Now he's speaking. So it was when they brought out those kings to Joshua that Joshua called all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war who went with him, come near, put your feet on the necks of these kings. And they drew near and put their feet on the necks. Then Joshua said to them, do not be afraid nor dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus the Lord will do to all your enemies against whom you fought. And afterwards Joshua struck them and killed them and hanged them on 5 trees. And they were hanging on the trees until evening. So it was at that time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down from the trees and cast them into caves where they had been hidden. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that Joshua, once he recognizes that he's doing what God says, he gets to a point where now he's believing it and he begins to speak it over his men, over those that have been called to do the same thing that he's been called to do. This is so powerful for me, because we need to get to a place where we not only anticipate to be strong and courageous, but we need to get to a place where we can step out and know that God is with us and we can raise up an army. Well, you know, Pastor Alex, that's Joshua. I'm so glad you said that. Watch this. Look at what David says to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28, verse number 2. And David said to his son Solomon, be strong and of good courage, and do not fear nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Did you hear that? David takes the same promise that was given to Joshua. How can he do this? How can he just claim it and take it? Because he's doing the same thing that Joshua was doing. He was not doing his plan, he was doing God's plan. So he decided to fall in line with God's plan. God says, listen, my ways, they're not your ways. My thoughts, they're not your thoughts. What you need to do is not try and get me to think and change and do what you want. Rather, you change and start thinking and doing what I want to do. Come on my side. Come on my plan. And watch how I'll take you. Watch how I'll do things with your life. Watch how I'll do the impossible. Watch how I'll change your family. Watch how I'll change your city. King Hezekiah, to his captains, a great king, King Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 32, verse number 6. Then he set military captains over the people, gathered them together to him in an open square of the city gate, and gave them encouragement, saying, be strong and courageous. Look at this. Do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him. For there are more with us than with him. With him is an army of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight. Listen, and to fight our battles. And the people were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Listen, what did Hezekiah do? Hezekiah took the words of Moses, Moses' words, and said to his men, listen, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. The Lord your God is with you. He will not forsake you. He will not leave you. Listen, all you have to do is be strong and courageous. They have an army of flesh. Listen, the battle's not against flesh and blood. The battle's against principalities and powers. There's a spiritual battle. God is looking for a spiritual people. God is looking for a people that will seek after him. God is looking for a people that will stand up and say, okay, God, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be courageous. I'm going to follow your plan. Only be strong and courageous. Hezekiah took Moses' words. He took the words spoken over Joshua by the Lord. He took the words spoken over King David. He took those words and he spoke it over his men. And here I am this morning in this place, this evening. It's morning somewhere. And I'm saying to you, church, he will never leave you. He will not forsake you. The Lord your God, he is with you. Only be strong and courageous. You know, it just takes a decision. It just takes a minute, a second. Oh, you know, no, I need to go and do all of this stuff first. No, you don't. You just have to make a choice right now and say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. And so here we are in Vero Beach. How does this relate to the story? It doesn't relate. It relates completely in every single way. Do you think that a church, a people are placed in a city so we can look nice? We are here to take ground for the kingdom of God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.